What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig here on In the Loop. You can always text the show 713-572-4610, but we're pleased to head over to the hotline and welcome onto the show Jack McGlynn, a midfielder for the Houston Dynamo, who joins us now here on In the Loop. Jack, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Yeah, Jack, look, we've got to start with the lead here. You know, on the national team, Gold Cup, the experience, I'm sure, was something that has been very important to you. Let's just start right there, and then there's all kinds of different ways we can go because World Cup on the way, et cetera. Just from where you guys started and how it ended up, it was a pretty remarkable story.
Yeah, for sure. I think obviously the two friendlies before the tournament didn't go the way we wanted, but I think kind of to bounce back and win five games in a tournament like that, I think it kind of shows the fight we had and the togetherness we had both on and off the field. So it was definitely a great month and learned a lot and can bring that back here now.
And the other thing is, you know, there was not without some level of discussion or controversy or whatever you want to call it, was just, you know, those friendlies you talked about did anything but go the way that people were hoping. And then there was a quick turnaround. What accounted for that, and how much of that did you guys hear?
Yeah, obviously you hear it all. You see it on social media. But we kind of knew the talent we had in the room, and we knew that we just had to fight harder. I think in those two games, we definitely could have done more. But as soon as the tournament started, we kind of flipped the switch. And I think everyone saw the fight we had, the togetherness and spirit we had. And we fought our hardest and obviously came up short. But I think we left it all out there.
Take us inside the building there for the championship. Obviously not the outcome that was preferred. But, you know, now that Houston's the new city for you, I watched it from home, wasn't there. But just what was that experience like in terms of the environment, the crowd, even despite the outcome?
Yeah, no, it was amazing. I think there was like 75,000 fans. So to play in games like that, it's definitely huge and it's a great experience. And especially playing here in Houston where I am now, it was such a cool experience to play in a big game like that in the city where I play.
Yeah, and the other thing that was interesting to me, and we always know this, so, you know, I've been around soccer a long, long time. The U.S.-Mexico rivalry is always huge. Mexico takes a lot of pride in taking over a stadium. They did their best to do that again. But that's got to fuel you guys as well, right?
For sure, yeah. Yeah, of course. You kind of want to make a statement in games like that where they probably have a lot more fans than we did. So you want to leave a good impression on those fans and kind of quiet them down, you know, because they make a lot of noise, especially starting the game. So I think we did a good job of that, but ultimately, like I said, came up short.
What about the, for lack of a better way of putting it, the audition factor? Because there were a lot of players expected to be on the national team that were not on this national team, but could well and probably will return and be in the mix for the World Cup. Not that you feel like you have to make an audition, but you guys have to prove a lot out there just to remain in the mix, correct?
For sure. I think every time you put on that jersey, you have to prove something and prove why you're there. You know, it's such an honor every time you get called up and get to step on the field. So I mean, you just got to give it your all and try and do your best because that's all you can really do. But, yeah, it's for sure. You could say an audition, but I think it's just a proud moment when you put on that jersey.
Speaking of, Houston, a moment ago, you signed that contract extension with the Dynamo. So, first off, congratulations. First year with the Dynamo here in 2025. I mean, what's it been like playing here in Houston, playing for the Dynamo, and, you know, to the point where you feel comfortable signing that extension and being here for a number of years?
Yeah, it's been great so far. I think all the staff here, all the players here have really tried integrating me really well, and it's happened pretty quickly. So I think I've been doing well here so far, and yeah, I'm looking forward to a lot more years and developing here too.
Yeah, I'm glad Luke brought that up because I was watching a video of you sort of assimilating yourself into Texas and Houston, and if I'm not wrong, you went to the Houston Rodeo. There was a prize won, and you chose Mr. Pickle. I'd like to know exactly why you chose Mr. Pickle. And just for the record, we don't eat a lot of ostrich down here, which I know you try. What was that like? And of all the prizes on that board on the midway there, why'd you go with Mr. Pickle?
Yeah, no, I think in the moment it was an in the moment choice. Now he's a statement piece in my apartment.
So, oh, really?
I'm happy with the decision. He's hanging up on one of my shelves. So yeah, I'm happy with it. But yeah, no, it was a cool experience for sure. It's definitely something I've never seen before, being from New York. So it was definitely a welcome to Texas experience for me.
And does ostrich taste like chicken? I have never had it.
Oh, I absolutely did not eat that. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I wasn't sure if you'd eaten that or not.
never.
Yeah, you're from New York. You spent your career in Philly before coming down here to Houston. Has it been? I mean, you went to that the rodeo was within like a month of you arriving, right? Was there a bit of a culture shock to first coming down to Texas?
For sure. Yeah, I've only been here probably 2 or 3 days before I actually moved here in my life. So going to the rodeo, I think it was like my third week here, was definitely an experience and a half. But it definitely took some getting used to coming here. But I think now I'm all settled in and I've been performing pretty well and just want to help the team in any way.
Well, and that's the other thing we wanted to mention before we let you go here, because all of a sudden, Dynamo making a little noise in the Western Conference playoff race. You're back. They've had some ideas. There's some new faces since the time you left. What are the prospects there?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think being watching from afar, you know, I just saw the fight the group had in the last couple games, and that kind of inspired me to come back and become a leader here and be one of those guys that brings the fight no matter what. So I think we just got to start all our games off with that, and we have a lot of quality in our locker room to take over games after that.
You guys take on Salt Lake tomorrow, but I do know Philadelphia's on the schedule. What, in 8 days? Your former club? Is there any sort? Does that game mean anything more for you to go up against the former team?
Yeah, it would be nice to kind of see all my old teammates and everything, but I just got to take it as another game, you know, and prepare the same way and try to impact it the same way I want to do in any other game.
Yeah, and I kind of want to wrap this up with going back to how we started, you know, on the national team. The World Cup is such a special, special thing, and I know what it would mean to you and any player to be able to participate. Yeah, and it being on home ground, I mean, that is pretty incredible. What are your thoughts and hopes in terms of keeping this thing going and getting on the World Cup squad?
Yeah, I definitely hope to be there. You know, I'm going to give everything I physically can to be on that roster, and I know it comes down to my performances both here and if I get called up and any other camps leading up to that. So I know it's going to come down to that, and I'm just going to do everything I physically can to be there and represent the country well.
Jack, we'll let you get out of here on this one. The most important question we'll ask you all day. You've been here in Houston for about 5 months, or at least first came down to start playing soccer here 5 months ago. What's your favorite thing about this area, whether it's a certain type of food, a certain area of the city, off-day activity, whatever it might be? What stands out most so far about your time here?
I'd probably say the food here is really good. Like, I had Texas barbecue a couple of times since I've been here. I brought my family there, and they never had anything like that before. So I'd definitely say the food's amazing here.
So, yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He leaned towards the barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, for sure. He's Jack McGlynn, midfielder for the Houston Dynamo. They're in action tomorrow against Vancouver, starting at 7:30. Tomorrow against Salt Lake, then Vancouver. Tomorrow against Salt Lake, starting at 8:30. Jack, appreciate you joining us and wish you the best of luck here in the rest of the season.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
All righty.
Hey, pleasure's all ours. Jack McGlynn from the Houston Dynamo, who just signed that extension earlier this week. So he'll be here for a few years and returning after the international. But that's always an interesting aspect, as he was talking about, like watching the team from afar, returning back when you lose guys like that. I know hockey has dealt with it with the Olympics, and they will pause the season and such. But that's such an interesting dynamic where guys go away for a little bit, come back, rejoin the team, and try to pick up where they left off.
Yeah, and I'm just really, really excited about the World Cup coming here. It literally here to NRG at some point. Even the most casual or not casual, even casual soccer fan, you got to be a part of it. You got to be a part of it somehow. There is I've been to so many Olympics. I've been to World Cups. There is nothing like a World Cup game in your city. Like absolutely nothing like it. If you've been to see like U.S. Mexico in the Gold Cup, multiply it times 10. It's just absolutely an incredible environment.
I can imagine. I'm looking forward to it as well. Yeah. And I know they've even been talking about, even just for the stuff, like they're talking about making renovations to the downtown area just to spruce up.
Just for
up,
that.
Yeah, for the World Cup. So not only having that event here, but also what it'll mean for Houston. And it's going to be a crazy few weeks, but it's going to be a lot of fun. So even me, the average casual soccer fan, I'm really looking forward to that event. Really cool that, at least in part, it will be here.
And on the text board, grounds for divorce started when you were making the bed. I like making the bed. I like folding. I like of all those little, kind of household chores, I love washing and folding clothes.
Oh, man, I hate
man,
that.
Come over to my house.
I love folding. I mean, they're like precise. Like I have to have the corners just right on every shirt, the pants, the crease just right.
Man.
And my bed has to look like, a Marine did it. Mm-hmm. Like it has to be like tight and.
Do you make the bed as soon as you get out of it?
No. She actually, I'm talking about like new sheets.
Okay.
She actually makes the bed like every morning, like just to make the bed. But like putting new sheets and stuff. I mean, mine is like you could drop a dime on it and pop back into your hand.
I'm with you on the sheets. I do try to make my bed every day. My grandmother was a nurse in the hospital, and so she had, back then, and she had to make the beds, and it was all very precise, and then I think that trickled down to my mom and to me. But the clothes thing, my goodness.
I love folding clothes.
I live out of my dryer because I am just so tired. And then when I have to do another load, I just take the clothes out of the dryer, throw it on my bed, do the laundry, and then it keeps piling up.
That would drive me nuts.
Yeah, I keep mine in the basket.
Oh, yeah, no. But the wrinkles, you get wrinkles. I know.
You just get it up and iron it.
Or just
I don't iron. I'll put it in the bathroom while I take a hot shower and hope it.
Or if you want to be lazy, you could just throw it in the dryer
again,
and not the wrinkles out.
See, you're part of the problem. Global warming, man. Climate change. You're part of the problem, Figgy. Just fold them. Just fold them. I love it. And I'll have to send you guys a picture. Like, they have to be like,
dang.
It has to be like at a box out of the cleaners.
Man. There is
but,
something.
But that said, I'm not bragging because there's certain things that I just hate doing, you know, around the house.
Yeah. What's number,
one? I like washing dishes. It's something.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
There's something sort of
therapeutic,
you know, therapeutic about that. I like folding clothes. I like the sheets on the bed. But like some things I just, no, I don't want to do it. You know, loading and unloading the dishwasher. I like actually washing the dishes, like the pots and pans.
Oh, I don't like the pots and pans. It's too much work. I like doing the dishes. I hate, unloading the dishwasher is another one, just like my dryer. I just work out of the dishwasher and I'm like, all right, it's empty. Now I can put the stuff back in. Figgy, what's your claim to fame for household chores?
The one I like the most.
Yeah, what's the one like you feel proudest of? Like, hey, I'm actually good at this chore.
Washing the dishes for the most part. Uh-huh. But I get a little frustrated because my wife is, you know, she's a big time cook.
Yeah.
And she make a whole big mess cooking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where,
and then she be like, hey, can you do the dishes? I'm like, man, I got to blow this up. I got to blow the whole kitchen up. Pretty much. It's a hot mess.
I won't. I do, but I don't like it. Vacuuming, sweeping, dusting. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Just like
I think mopping for me.
Yeah, mopping. All mopping. Those, I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, I call it cleaning lady for that one.
Yeah, I don't like mopping or sweeping. Sweeping, I always feel like I just have to keep doing it. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, and then it's worse when you got a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, my gosh.
And then I'm like, who's this leaf?
Everywhere.
Yeah, or what is this leaf in here? I just a random
a
branch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, damn.
Yep. That'll do it.
The worst is, speaking of having a dog, when you sweeping and you got the little pile right there, and he just come run right through the pile.
Yeah.
I'm just like, bro, you ain't just see this pile of trash right here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he thought it was to play with.
713 says OG is OCD. I've been called that before. I have been called
like
that before.
I have some OCD tendencies, but not when it comes to dishes and laundry, evidently. Mm-hmm. I like this text earlier from the 620 that said, what is happening? Just tuned in to hear John's stained pillow and his relationship with it. Yeah, for some that might have just jumped in the conversation in the middle. Could have sounded a little awkward.
Mm-hmm. 20 years, man.
20 years, man. Gone too soon.
What were you doing 20 years ago? 713-572-460.
There you go.
Gone too soon.
Yeah, what were you doing 20 years ago? Let us know. John had just purchased a new pillow that just left him, unfortunately.
I just realized I was still working at the Chronicle.
Man.
You wasn't even working here.
I wasn't even here.
Oh, yeah, that pillow lasted longer than a whole, like, you know, career.
A career.
Yeah.
Crazy. Hey, unfortunately, we lost a legend in the baseball world, and that will prompt us to get to the top rants when we come back. But before we do that, I do want to mention that in light of the devastating floods that have affected so many lives in the Hill Country, we're doing what we can to support. And so with so many wonderful organizations setting up donation drives, the best way we can help is to just provide you with the information on those outlets so then you can hopefully help our Texas neighbors. So all you have to do is text FLOOD, F-L-O-O-D, to 20357. Text FLOOD to 20357 for a list of all the ways that you can help in the flood relief efforts for Kerr County. And, of course, we will continue to get that information out to you and also remind you about tonight's event over at No Label Brewing with Jesse Watt and Mix 96.5. It goes on till midnight. They have all sorts of great raffle items as well. We talked to Jesse earlier about it. And $1 from every beer sold will go directly to flood relief. So check that out tonight if you got nothing else going on. No Label Brewing and Katie. $1 from every beer sold will go directly to flood relief. So you can have a good time and help out in the process. When we come back, top rants in sports, and we'll tell you why we're doing it next on In the Loop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.